الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد continue in the chapter the author here mentioned رحمه الله تعالى باب ما جاء في التطير the chapter with regards to that which has come related to التطير which is to take evil omens and to believe in superstitions that which has come with regards to التطير meaning the clarification of the ruling of this affair and likewise that it is impermissible and it is a type of shirk and the threat that has come along with that and the rulings related to this affair ما جاء في التطير we have read some of the verses the author he mentioned two verses رحمه الله تعالى and likewise a narration and we have seen that the reality of التطير is that it is contrary and conflicting with التوحيد and it is a deficiency in the التوحيد الواجب the توحيد and the reliance and trust and faith upon Allah and singling Him out in worship alone with hope for good and fear of harm and the likes, this is for Allah alone. There's an obligatory amount and this superstitions and believing in evil omens and the likes is conflicting with that and contrary to that and brings deficiency to that. And this is because the heart, it is relying upon these things and trusting in these things and to a certain degree with regards to bringing about good or prohibiting evil. And likewise, because this person who has taken these evil omens or these superstitions with these sounds or these things that he sees or these days or occurrences and the likes, then he has made something a means, yani, to obtain good or to be protected from evil or to bring about evil, to bring about good. He has taken these things as means and they are not legislatively, yani, made means by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not in his legislation and not in his universal decree. So from this aspect, we have seen that this is a type of shirk, a type of shirk. And also we see that the reality of التطير أو الطيرة, which is to take the evil omens and to believe in superstitions, that this is not even a reality and it is something that is not real. It is something that is not real. It's in the heart of the individual and it's a delusion and it is a whisper from the whispers of shaitan that he casts into the heart of the people that are weak in tawheed, they will be affected by that, waliyadu billah. But those people who are strong in their tawheed and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it occurs to them, and if shaitan he casts it in their heart, they will be able to defend that and to repel that properly in the manner that is legislated based upon the fiqh and understanding that they have in the deen. So these whispers, they are from shaitan and it is a delusion. And we have seen that the origin of التطير is that the Arab, they used to have these evil omens or تشاؤم بالطيور and they used to take the evil omens with the birds specifically. And if the birds, they came outside to take on an endeavor and the birds went to the right, they would take it as a good omen and they would take it as a good sign that their endeavor will be good and beneficial or that their travel, if they're traveling, or their business that they're going to partake in, it'll be beneficial and profit them. And as for if the birds, they went to the left, all of a sudden he came out and he's going to travel and the birds, they fly to the left, then he'll take that as an evil omen. Or if the birds, they flew in a manner that is very strange, likewise, he would take that as an evil omen. So the origin is that they used to make it tiyara, or these evil omens and superstitions with the birds and the way that they move and fly. And also other than that as well, like from the gazelles, and other than that also, and we have seen that they had also the tatayur or tiyara with the owl, and they had believed that if the owl would fall on or land on one of their homes or near their homes, that this was a sign that he's going to die soon or somebody in his family is going to die soon, and they would take that as an evil omen, and this would affect their heart and they would become scared. Because of a bird making a noise or a bird chirping, or if they heard birds chirping likewise, sometimes they would think that this is good. If it chirped in a good manner, they would say khayr, khayr, this is goodness, goodness is coming. And if a bird, he made some strange noises real loud, they would think that it's shar and evil. and the likes like this. And these superstitions and evil omens and this tiyara, tatayur, it continues today and even in these lands. And from the issues that are in these lands, we have seen in the previous class, the number 13, the number 13, the number 13, until the extent that they will not make the chair in the airplane, they will go 11, 12, 14, 15. Because nobody will want to get that chair, and nobody will want to sit in that chair because of the evil omens they take from that. And likewise, sometimes you will find in the buildings that will go 9, 10, 11, 12, 14, 15, they'll skip 13 because they take evil omens with that number. And if that number falls on the Friday, on Jumu'ah, they even take it even more severe in their evil and false superstitious beliefs. Also from that we have seen, I add to that, is some of the superstitions that they have, is that a black cat, if a black cat walks in front of them and crosses their path, some of them, they'll take evil omens and they'll think that this is a sign that something foul is going to happen to them, and it will scare them and their heart will be worried about that for the rest of the day, and the likes like this. Or even some of them, if they walk under a ladder, or if they see somebody walking under a ladder, these are things that are here in America. If there's a ladder set up, if a person, he walked underneath the ladder, they will take that as an evil omen and a bad sign that this something evil or foul will happen to that person or his loved ones and the likes like this. And also some of them, they take evil omens with brooms, and if the broom touches their foot or touches their body, they will become very scared and they will have to do something to repel that. Who remembers what that was? How do they repel the evil of the broom touching them? They spit on it. Literally, the broom touches their foot, for example, and then he will become very scared and he'll grab it and he'll spit on it like a rukya type spitting, like this stuff. He will spit on it like this, and he in hopes that will protect him from the evil that will befall him because the broom touched him. This is all from tiyara or from tatayur. This has no reality. If a broom touches somebody or didn't touch somebody, it has no reality. If a bird chirps loud, or if a bird chirps with a beautiful chirp, the bird has no knowledge of what will happen in the future. The bird has no knowledge or no way to bring about the good. These are creations from the creation of Allah. Allah created them, and they do what they do according to His decree, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He did not make them means for bringing about goodness or warning from evil, or to bring about evil likewise and harm. So this is all falsehood, and it is in the minds of these people, and it's a delusion. And it's a delusion, it's not real. It's a whisper from the whispers of shaitan. And the one who acts upon that, that occurs to him, that is casted into his heart, and then he will stop doing what he's doing. He will not proceed. This one right here, he is in reality obeying shaitan. This one, he is obeying shaitan. And this one, he has fallen into a tatayur. And this one, he has committed the tiyara that is impermissible. And he has fallen into shirk. He has fallen into shirk. It's a minor shirk, but he has still fallen into shirk. And he has negated his tawheed and brought deficiency to a tawheed al-wajib. So therefore, he's exposed to the anger of Allah, to his punishment based upon this creed and based upon this belief and the action that was proceeding from that foul and corrupt, and that corrupt belief. Anybody know any other superstitions in America similar? That way we can be aware of them. No. Step on a crack. If you step on a crack, break your. If you step on a crack, you break your mama's back. That's what they say, huh? Yes, subhanallah. This is definitely from America. If you're walking down the sidewalk and you step on a crack, they take it as an evil. They'll say that. This is like a rhyme they say. You step on a crack, you break your mama's back, your mother's back. So they will not step on the cracks on the sidewalk, afraid that something might happen to them. These are also from the superstitions, huh? Uh-huh. That's from here too, subhanallah. I know that one from here also. Yeah, if you open the umbrella in the house, this is they have superstition with that. La ilaha illallah. We say alhamdulillah for tawheed, because many people, their hearts are affected by this, and they'll become very frightened if some of these things happen. I personally know the person. The way I learned about the room is because it happened to me when I was young. Even before I was a Muslim, alhamdulillah, I knew that there was something wrong with this issue. And I was sweeping in a job and I swept the cook's foot on accident. I touched his foot and he flipped. He became very angry and very scared, and he's going back and forth. He was very affected. He was very affected, and then he's yelling at me, and he's like, "I'm gonna get in a wreck. Somebody's gonna happen to him." He called his family and check on them, and then he grabbed the broom from me and he's spitting on it. And he was very affected. He was very affected, subhanAllah. And because of this affair, this is all falsehood. This is all falsehood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent the messengers and he sealed them with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to clarify the falsehood of this. And that the affair is for Allah, and the command is for Allah, and nothing happens except with the decree and the permission of Allah, and it happens as He has decreed and wills, whenever He decrees and wills, and all good, it comes from Him, and it's in His hands, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, no one can be safe from evil except by trusting and relying upon Allah, except from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a believer who learns these affairs and he's reminded of these affairs, it strengthens his faith and it strengthens his iman. And whenever he sees these things, it does not affect him whatsoever. And he increases in trust and reliance upon Allah. And he increases in faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also in the previous class, we have seen that from the worst of the tiyara, yani the superstitions or taking evil omens, and it could be in many different aspects, but from the worst of them, from the ayat that he mentioned, يَطَّيِّرُ بِمُوسَى وَمَنْ مَعَهُ, they take the evil omens with Musa, and likewise the three messengers that came to Ahl al-Qarya, the people of the Qarya, they took evil omens with the messengers. إِنْ ذُكِّرْتُمْ, yani they said to him, if we remind you about Allah Azza wa Jalla and His punishment, and we encourage you to obey Him and hope for His promise, then you take evil omens with us? Yani just for the fact that we remind you and we call you to the good and we prohibit you from the evil, that you take evil omens from us? Meaning that they used to believe that the bad that would befall them, it was from Musa, or it was from the messengers that had come with them, that the evil that came to them is from them. So they're taking evil omens with the people of piety and righteousness, rather the best of mankind, with the prophets. So this is from the worst type of superstition or evil omens. And we've seen that even to this day this exists, and some people, they believe that the evil that has befallen the ummah is only coming from the people of knowledge and the people of virtue, and that they're causing the ummah to be backwards and they're stopping the ummah from advancing and the likes like this, by clarifying the truth and forbidding the evil and the likes like this, they're stopping any taqaddum wa tatayyur, tatawur, and advancement in society and becoming modern and the likes like this. And they say that the problem of all of this is because of the people of knowledge or these old scholars and the likes like this. This is all falsehood. Rather, the prophets and anbiya and the people of knowledge and the scholars, they bring goodness and they carry goodness and they are lights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for mankind. So to take evil omens with them is from the worst types, from the worst and most disgusting types of tiyara. We read the narration of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala la adwa wa la tiyarata wa la hamata wa la safar, akhrajahu wa azada muslimun wa la naw'a wa la ghul. We read this narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned la adwa, that there is no contagious disease, la adwa. Who remembers what that means? There's no adwa. عدوى is انتقال المرض من المريض إلى الصحيح. يعني that the disease, a sickness, will go from one person to another. From the person who is sick, it'll go to the person who is healthy. يعني or an animal likewise. What does that mean? Does that not exist? There's no such thing as عدوى?
The way they think.
يعني the people of Jahiliyyah in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they used to believe that this happened naturally, and that this was an occurrence that happened naturally and without the will or decree of Allah. And therefore this caused them to rely or to fear this. They were afraid of this. If there was a sick person or a sick animal, they would be afraid of that. Afraid of that animal specifically. They attached their heart to the means. So the fact that a person is sick is near a person that is healthy, this is from the means of getting sick, but it does not necessitate that he will get sick. Just like, for example, going into the middle of the ocean and jumping in. It's from the means of drowning and danger. And likewise, any touching fires from the means to get burned and the likes like this. And just as we have been commanded to take the means to stay away from harm and to stay away from evil. So a person, he will not go out in the street and close his eyes and walk across the street. Rather, he will take the means to stay safe. And he will not expose himself to danger by going into a fire or by going into the middle of the ocean and the likes like this. He will take the means to stay safe. Likewise, this is the issue here. He will take the means to stay safe, meaning he will not mix with the one who is sick. He will not mix with the ones who are sick because Allah has made that a means to become sick. But it's not the reason. The reason is Allah, Azza wa Jal. Allah, He is the one who causes people to get sick or to not get sick. So these are just the means. So they have believed in the means and trusted in the means, and their heart is attached to the means. So that if that means if somebody is sick, then they are completely afraid of that. And if they got sick, they say, it's because I was with him. Or it's because he was with me. Or it's because he came to my house. Or it's because he was around me. And he attaching the heart to that person. And he got sick because of that person. And they completely neglected the command of Allah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he clarified that that is falsehood. He clarified that that is falsehood. And that no one gets sick except for by the permission of Allah. And that it is Allah azza wa jal, by his decree people become sick. And it's by his decree people become cured. But he has made from the means to become sick, from the means to become sick, is that a healthy person will mix with a sick person. But that does not necessitate that he will become sick. And somebody who is healthy could mix with somebody who is sick and not become sick. And it's all going to be according to the decree of Allah. So therefore, la adwa, meaning any alama yataqiduhu ahlu jahiliyyah. In accordance to what the people of Jahiliyyah, they believed in. Because even in some of these narrations, in this same wording, at the end of the narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, وَالْفِرُّ مِنَ الْمَجْذُومِ كَمَا تَفِرُّ مِنَ الْأَسِدِ. And flee from the leper the way you flee from the lion. And flee from the leper the way you flee from the lion. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned about the plague. About the ta'un, إِذَا سَمِعْتَ بِهِ فِي عَرْضٍ فَلَا تُقْدِمْ عَلَيْهَا. If you hear about the plague in a specific land, don't go there. Don't go there. Because this is from taking the means. You don't go there. You don't go to the place where the plague is because this is from the means of becoming sick or being affected by that. So we're commanded to take the means to stay away from evil and to stay away from harm. So therefore, you flee from the one who has leprosy and likewise the one or the place that has a plague. But at the same time, you know that this plague can only spread by the decree of Allah and the command of Allah and the will of Allah. And that the leprosy can only affect a person by the decree of Allah and the will of Allah. And somebody could mix with the leper and not be affected. And this is what the people of knowledge have mentioned with regards to that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he ate with the lepers, a narration that has come. And then he said, Bismillah, tawakkalna ala Allah, that we put our trust and reliance upon Allah. So the people of knowledge, they mention in this circumstance, if a person is completely confident and trustworthy with the decree of Allah and believing in the command of Allah and his reliance is upon Allah entirely and he's very strong in his faith, then he will be able to deal with these things and he will be able to mix with these affairs because of his strong faith, hoping that Allah will protect him and hoping that Allah will not harm him in this manner, then this person, he can deal with him in this manner, or he can go through these situations. But as for the normal person, the person who his faith is not strong, he's not encouraged to do that. Rather, in the origin is to be encouraged to stay away. Similarly, like that is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has encouraged us to take medication, tadawu, that you take medication. But some of the people of knowledge have mentioned that it's more preferable for those who are very, very strong in their faith and trust and reliance upon Allah to not take medication, rather to trust upon Allah and to hope in Allah to cure him. And from them, Imam Ahmed, that was his position. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he commanded to take medication. And from the means of curing ailments and sicknesses is to take medication that is tried and tested for that particular disease. But if a person was in his faith strong and in his tawakkul and reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jalla in a high status and his hope and love for Allah until he left off those means and he put his faith entirely upon Allah for that, if a person he reached that level, that's he's allowed for him. He's allowed for him. Although the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he encouraged to take medicine. So if a person, he took the medicine, it's no blame on him and it's good. And if a person, he did not take the medicine relying upon Allah Azza wa Jal, then also it's no blame on him. So therefore, this is the issue. The origin is that a person, he does not put himself in a position where he will bring himself harm. And from that is that he will be in the company of the people who are sick or in the land where there is diseases that are spread. So this is what it means here. لَا أَدْوَى وَلَا طِيَرَةَ وَلَا هَامَةَ وَلَا صَفَرَ. الطيرة, this is what he is talking about here, and this is the purpose for the mention of this narration. وَلَا طِيَرَة, meaning there's no superstition, meaning the reality of those people who take superstitions and evil omens is that it's not real. Those things are falsehood and a delusion. وَلَا هَامَة, this is the owl, the bird that they take the evil omens by way of. وَلَا صَفَرَ, and this, they mention many things about this. And wallahu alam, the best understanding, the people of knowledge mentioned that they used to take evil omens with the month of Safar. They used to take evil omens with the month of Safar. And they would believe that this was a month that had evil in it. And therefore they would not want to endeavor on journeys and on business in these months and the likes like this. And they also used to do that with Shawwal, specifically with marriage. And they did not want to get married in the month of Shawwal, and they used to take evil omens with that. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he invalidated that and clarified the falsehood of that, and he did something in Shawwal. He married Aisha radiallahu anha, radiallahu anha, na'am. And also Muslim, he mentioned wala nawa, wala ghul, wala nawa. The Noah is the stars, but they come with the moon. And the moon has stages, and in each stage or each position, it has along with it a star. And whenever one star, as it moves through the orbit, one star will come and the other one will go. And another star will come, and they're called Noah or Anwa. And they used to believe in these things, that they had effect and the likes on the earth. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he also negated that and clarified that that is falsehood. Wala ghul. Wala ghul. The ghul is the mufrad of ghilan. The ghilan is a type of jinn that they used to see it in the desert. And they believe أنه يتغول, يتلون, that it would change colors and it would change shapes and change forms. And it would come to them and it would mislead them and call them in the desert and in the falat, or the areas where there's nothing, that would be out in the wilderness, and they would mislead them and misguide them. So these things, they're present. And the reality is that there is a hama, and there is a ghul, and there is the no. Those things are there, but what is being negated, just like in the adwa, is the creed of Jahiliyyah, the creed of the people of Jahiliyyah. There, those stars are present. It's not negating the existence of the stars. The owl is present. This bird is present. It's not negating the existence of the bird. And likewise, the ghul, these jinn, they're present. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not negating the existence of the of these jinn, but rather he's negating the creed of Ahl Jahiliyyah with regards to these things, all of these things like this. Likewise, Al-Adwa, he's not negating the existence of Adwa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but rather that the creed of the people of Jahiliyyah with regards to that. So we continue reading. The author, he says, وَلَهُمَا عَنْ أَنَسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّهُ قَالْ قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا عدوى ولا طيرة ويعجبني الفأل. قالوا وما الفأل؟ قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الكلمة الطيبة. And also it is narrated by Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Anas رضي الله عنه that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم he said لا عدوى ولا طيرة. There's no adwa and there's no طيرة. Any superstitions or taking evil omens. ويعجبني الفأل. And I like, or I prefer al-fa'al, to be optimistic. Yani al-fa'al is optimism. So they said to him, وَمَا الْفَأَلْ? What is al-fa'al? And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, الْكَلِمَةُ الطَّيِّبَةُ, a good word. Al-fa'al is a good word, is a good word. So here again, the author is clarifying the issue of al-tiyara, superstitions. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in more than one narration, he has negated that, and he has clarified that this is falsehood. It has been collected by Imam Muslim from the hadith of Muawiyah ibn al-Hakam that he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Minna unasun yatatayyirun." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "From amongst us there are people who take evil omens. There are people who take evil omens and superstitions, yatatayyirun." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, ذَلِكَ شَيْءٌ يَجِدُهُ أَحَدُكُمْ فِي نَفْسِهِ فَلَا يَسُدَّنَّكُمْ, that this is something that one of you he finds is in his own self, in his soul. So do not let it stop you. Do not let it stop you or prohibit you or block you from that which you want to do. So this is a beneficial narration with regards to this and that. Again, the tiyara is something in the heart of that person, something that comes to the soul or the mind of that person. It's not a reality. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ذَلِكَ شَيْءٌ يَجِدُهُ أَحَدُكُمْ فِي نَفْسِهِ. This is something one of you finds in his soul. And if it comes to his mind, it crosses his mind, it affects his heart. Like this, he says, but sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَلَا يُسُدَّنَّكُمْ. Do not let it stop you. Do not let it stop you. And there's a benefit from this, and that is that the tiyara, that is madhmuma, tiyara madhmuma, the one that is blameworthy, the one that consists of shirk, is the one that will stop a person. Is the one that the person, he will act upon it, that he will move according to it, and he will attach his heart to it to the extent that it affects him, and he moves, and he bases actions upon that. At this time, this is the tiyara that is madhmuma. So if it did not stop a person, if it occurred to him, it's something that occurred, it crossed his mind, and the likes like this, but he sought refuge with Allah, and he put his trust and reliance upon Allah, it will not hurt him, it will not harm him, and his tawheed is good and fine, and he has done what is obligatory upon him. So this is just a creed, a false creed that is in the hearts of some people, and they are affected by that. And they are affected by that. It will not be blameworthy except if they act upon it, or except if he attaches his heart to it and it causes him to worry. We've seen that there was two types in the previous class, or two conditions and levels with the tiyara. The first one, and the people who fall into it. The first one is the one who it affects him. He sees it. For example, the black cat comes in. He's gonna go out on a journey. The black cat comes in his path, and he becomes very scared. Turns back. Goes in his house. Locks the door. He's not going on the journey today. Or if he goes out to his house, he's gonna go on a journey, and then he sees a wreck, right in front of his house. He takes it as an evil omen, and he goes back in the house. He closed the door. No journey today. He cut it. He called it all off. This is shirk. This is a type of shirk. This is tiyara. The other type is not as severe, but likewise it is from superstitious and taking evil omens, and that is the person. Some people he will go and he will see these affairs, and then it will affect his heart, but he'll continue. But for the rest of the day, he's worried, he's afraid. It's on his mind. It's causing him worry and grief, and he's thinking about it. And the likes like this, and this could even lead him. The first time it didn't affect him, but it could lead him eventually to working by way of it. For example, if he left in the morning, he seen the wreck, and then he took the evil omen, and it affected him. But then he's like, you know, I have to go. You know, I have to go. So he goes anyways. Now the rest of the day, he's really worried about it. He's afraid about it. And he goes even further. He sees another wreck, or he sees another thing that he's superstitious about. He's, oh no, this is final. Then he stops. And he like this. So in any case, these are two levels. One of them is worse than the other, no doubt. The one who worked by way of it precisely. But the issue here is if it affects the heart until it causes worry and grief, and he attaches his heart to that thing, and he believes and he's worried that some harm will come because of that thing. Now, as for the one who attaches his heart to Allah, and he remembers Allah and puts his faith and trust in Allah, then it will not harm him whatsoever. Then it will not harm him. It will not harm him whatsoever. And it's been narrated from Ikrama, rahimahullahu ta'ala, from the Tabi'een. He said, كُنَّ جُلُوسٌ عِنْدَ إِبْنِ عَبَاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا فَمَرَّ طَائِرٌ يَصِيحُ فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ خَيْرٌ خَيْرٌ فَقَالَ لَهُ إِبْنُ عَبَاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا لَا خَيْرَ وَلَا شَرٌ. Yani immediately. So Ikrima, he is saying, and from the Tabi'een, we were sitting with Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. We were sitting with him in a gathering, and a bird went by. A bird went by and it's crying out, and it's crying out. The bird is crying out, making a loud noise. So the man from the people, he said, "Khayrun, khayrun, goodness, goodness," like this. So Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma immediately he said, "La khayr wa la shar," and he immediately to reprimand him. There's no goodness and no evil. And what good does that bird know about, or what evil? And meaning that this bird has the fact that this bird came and he's chirping, or he's crying out with his crow, or the likes like this. This is no sign of that of good nor evil, of good nor evil. And he after him, and Tawus. There's another narration. All of these narrations you could find them, and he collected in Taysir Aziz al-Hamid, also in Fath al-Majid. And they're mentioned. It's narrated from Tawus. He said, rahimahullah ta'ala, also from the Tabi'een, that he left off on a journey and he with one of his companions, and they're on the journey, and they heard a bird, and he fasaha ghurab, a crow, and he cried out. And so the man, he says, khair, khair, like this. The man, he heard the bow, the crow crying out. So then he said khair, and immediately Tawus, he said to him, he said, ayu khair inda hadha, what goodness is with this thing, with this bird? La tashabni, don't even accompany me. And he, don't even accompany me. If you're gonna, you believe in these things, get out of here. Don't even be around me. A'udhu billah, like this. And so immediately they would reprimand the people about these affairs. This is a false creed. The aqidah is the life of a believer. We're created for belief and creed in Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this is the most important and beloved thing to a believer, is his deen and his creed. And he would not jeopardize that for anything. And those people who are around him that are contrary to that, he'll clarify that. No. Somebody came by, the black cat came by, and somebody got scared. Man, what are you afraid of, a cat? What do they call him? Scaredy cat? Right? You're scared of cats, subhanAllah. So they would reprimand them. Yani, the point is, they would reprimand them. Now, so he says here, وَيُعْجِبُنِي الْفَعْلِ. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to like optimism, any fa'al. So what is الفعل? And he said الكلمة الطيبة, a good word. It has been narrated from Anas likewise that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would like to hear, and if he's going out on a journey or going to do something, he would like, if he heard somebody say Ya Najih or Ya Rashid, and he would hear somebody say Ya Najih. Ya Najih is somebody who has, he went on a mission, or he has done something in an endeavor and he accomplished that and he was successful. So if he heard somebody saying that, and he heard that name being called out, then he would take that he'll be optimistic like this, and he'll be optimistic, and he's already going to do something, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the process of doing that, somebody would say, Ya Rashid, or Ya Najih, or he would say something, Yani Amrukum Sahal, and he would hear this. So then after that, he would take that, and he would be optimistic with that. Inshallah, we're going to be good. Inshallah, we'll be successful. And we see in the example likewise, whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is doing one of the contracts with the mushrikeen, and he's with his companions, and the mushrikeen, they send a man to come deal with him and to do the contract with him, and his name is Suhail. His name is Suhail. So whenever he's coming, they're like, Suhail means the one who is easy. And it's in tasgir min as-sahl, the one who's easy, and he's light, and he's not hard and difficult. So whenever this mushrik, his name is Suhail, is coming, and they're telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Suhail ibn Amr is coming. He's the one who's going to deal with us, and he's the one who's going to talk with us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he became happy. Inshallah, Suhail is coming. Inshallah, your affairs are going to be easy. Don't worry. He would take it like this, and he would be optimistic. But this is not a reason for him to continue or to stop. It didn't affect him like this. He would already have a decision. He would already have determination. And then something would occur like this. He would hear this good word. And the likes of somebody would say a good word, and he would take that as a good sign that would increase his trust upon Allah and increase his reliance upon Allah. So there's a difference between the affair of tatayur and al-fa'al. The tatayur, the person, he builds his action upon it. He will go or he will not go based upon that. As for the fa'al, he's already going to do something. And he's not relying upon that thing and trusting upon that thing and believing that that thing is a means, but rather he takes it as an optimistic view, and it increases him in trust and faith upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody is going to take a test, and then they muflih, like this. So, and he would say to him, oh, you're going to be successful, or so-and-so is successful. And he hears that and says, oh, inshallah, I'm going to be successful. And this is something that the people, if you hear somebody say good words, this makes you feel good. If somebody says good words and nice words, it makes you feel good. And if somebody talks bad and foul, and you hear bad words, likewise, then this it makes you like, oh, the billah, what's wrong with this person talking like that? Yani, or saying these bad words of somebody, oh, you loser, oh, you'll never be successful, oh, you're lazy, like this. This affects the person in a bad way, and the likes, especially with the children. But if you tell them, inshallah, I'm successful, inshallah, it's going to be easy, they will hear the good words like this, and they will be optimistic. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to like the good words. And he used to like to hear the good words, and he would be optimistic about that and about his affairs. Even whenever he's facing difficulty, even whenever he's facing hardship, then he would be optimistic. And any sign of good from Allah Azza wa Jal, he would increase in his trust and reliance, and he would take that as a sign of goodness. And he would not take the evil omens, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says here, wa Abi Dawood bi sanadin sahih an Uqbati ibn Amr radiyallahu anhu annahu qala dhukirat at-tayratu 'inda Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fa qala ahsanuha al-fa'l wa la taruddu musliman fa idha ra'a ahadukum ma yakrahu فليقول اللهم لا يأتي بالحسنات إلا أنت ولا يدفع السيئات إلا أنت ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بك. So this is a narration the author he mentioned from Abi Dawood rahimahullah bisanadin sahih, with an authentic chain of narration from Uqba ibn Amr. The people of knowledge, they mentioned that this chain has been narrated like this, and many of the people of knowledge have narrated this chain any from Abi Dawood like this on Uqba ibn Amr. But some of the scholars, they mentioned that it's mistaken. It's really Urwa ibn Amr. Uqba ibn Amr radiallahu anhu, he's definitely a companion. There's another narrator, his name is Urwa. There's another individual, his name is Urwa ibn Amr. And they mentioned that this is what is correct. And the ulama, they differed about whether he was a companion or not. Some of the scholars, they mentioned he was a companion, and they established that, and others, they differed and disagreed with that. And Allah knows best. In any case, any of this narration, it says, ذُكِرَتْ طِيَرَةُ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ, that taking evil omens and superstitions was mentioned to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, أَحْسَنُهَا الْفَأَلْ, the best of it is الْفَأَلْ, to be optimistic. وَلَا تَرُدُّ مُسْلِمًا, but it does not stop a Muslim. It does not stop a Muslim. Tira, the superstitions, it does not stop a Muslim. Who does it stop then? The kafir, and the disbeliever, he's the one who will be affected by this, because he does not have trust and tawakkul and reliance upon Allah. Now, but as for a Muslim, and the one who was correct in his faith and strong in his faith, then in his tawheed, then it will not stop him. If it comes to his mind, it will not stop him. فَإِذَا رَأَ أَحَدُكُمْ مَا يَكْرَهُ فَلْيَكُلْ, and if one of you sees something he dislikes, and from this affair of tira, from the affairs of superstitions or evil omens, if he sees something like this, then what does he do? Then he should say, اللَّهُمَّ لَا يَأْتِي بِالْحَسَنَاتِ إِلَّا أَنْتَ وَلَا يَنْفَعُ السَّيِّئَاتِ إِلَّا أَنْتَ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِكَ. And if a person, he sees something like this, and this suggestion is cast in his heart, yani the issue of itira, or taking evil omens and the likes like this, if it comes to him, this is what he does. He does not pay any attention to that. He puts his trust upon Allah, and he says, oh Allah, no good comes except by way of you. لا يأتي الحسنات إلا أنت. No one brings the good affairs and the good in this life except for you. And no one can repel the evil except for you. And there's no power or might except with you. And this is the manner. So a person who understands the meaning of this supplication, and he says the supplication at the time that this is cast into his heart, it will not affect him. And to realize, اللهم لا يأتي بالحسنات إلا أنت ولا يدفع السيئات إلا أنت. Oh Allah, no one brings good except you. No good can come except for from Allah. And no evil can be repelled except for by you. I mean, at this time, that issue will go away. The evil omen of the birds or of the cat or whatever the evil omen may be, whatever shaitan he suggests. He's seen something happen in the path, and then this came to his mind, or he's seen the birds go this way or that way, and then this was cast into his mind. Oh no, this is an evil omen, or this is a bad sign. Maybe something bad is going to happen to me. He will throw that away. He will cast that away, and he will say this. And this would increase his trust, and this will bring about the tawakkul. And this will remind his heart and call his heart to rely upon Allah. Oh Allah, no one brings good except for you. And no one repels evil except for you. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِكَ, and there is no power or might, and there's no way to have good or to be safe from evil except for with you. And this is a statement of trust, and a statement of reliance, and a statement of seeking aid and help. And a kalimatu istiana, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So this is a supplication that a believer, he will memorize and he will understand, and whenever this affair comes to him, he will say it, and this will save him. And he, by the permission of Allah, say it while knowing what it means. It'll be a means for his heart to increase in hope and trust and reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jalla, and at tawakkul, and in this manner he will be safe. He will be safe. And the tiara, it does not do anything whatsoever. But if a person is affected by it, it will affect him. Huh? And the way to be safe from that is to trust and rely upon Allah. And from the means of increasing a trust and reliance upon Allah is to supplicate to Him, particularly the likes of this supplication at the time of this occurrence. The author, he says now, وَنِبِدِ مَسْعُودٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ مَرْفُوعًا أَطِيَرَةُ الشِّرْكُونَ أَطِيَرَةُ الشِّرْكُونَ وَمَا مِنَّا إِلَّا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُذْهِبُهُ بِالتَّوَكُّلِ. It's been narrated from Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, الطيرة شرك. مبتدا وخبر. الطيرة الشرك. Superstition is shirk. Superstition or taking evil omens is shirk. He said it like this two times. And then he says, وما منا إلا وما منا إلا يعني وما منا إلا وقد يقع في قلبه شيء من ذلك يعني وما منا إلا يعني there's none of us except and he didn't complete the sentence and you know, there's none of us except but Allah Azza wa Jal, he takes it away with trust and reliance. The people of knowledge, they mentioned that this last statement here is not from the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it's from the statement of Ibn Mas'ud. The first part of the narration is marfu' and the last part of the narration is موقوف. نعم موقوف على ابن مسعود. يعني the first part of the statement is the statement of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. الطيرة شرك والطيرة شرك. The last part of the narration is from the statement of ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه. وما منا إلا ولكن الله يذهبه بالتوكل. And there's nobody, there's not one of us except, and Allah He takes it away with tawakkul. Meaning there's not one of us except that it occurs to us and it happens to our and it falls into our heart. And this is what He's saying. But Allah He will take it away with. With tawakkul. So Ibn Mas'ud is saying that this is something that could fall in the heart. Yani that not one of us except the shaitan is going to cast that into the heart of a person, but Allah He will take it away with tawakkul. Meaning the one who does not pay attention to that and he repels that by putting his trust and reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jal and increasing in faith and knowing that everything comes from Allah. There's no good except for from Allah and no repelling of evil except for from Allah. And the command belongs to Allah alone. Then at this time that tira that came into the heart, it will go away and it will not affect him. It will go away and it will not affect him. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُذْهِبُهُ بِالتَّوَكُّلِ. He said, رواه أبو داود والترمذي وصححه وجعل آخره من قول ابن مسعود. The author, he mentioned the last narration in this chapter. He says, وَلِي أَحْمَدَ مِنْ حَدِيثِ ابْنِ عَمْرِ. And also narrated by Ahmed from the hadith of Ibn Amr, Abdullah ibn Amr, رضي الله عنهما. مَنْ رَدَّتْهُ الطِّيرَةُ عَنْ حَاجَتِهِ فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ. من ردته الطيرة عن حاجته فقد أشرك. قالوا فما كفارة ذلك؟ قال أن تقول اللهم لا خير إلا خيرك ولا طير إلا طيرك ولا إله غيرك. يعني this is not the last narration. Excuse me, there's one more. نعم. أن تقول اللهم لا خير إلا خيرك ولا طير إلا طيرك ولا إله غيرك. So Ibn Amr radiyallahu anhuma, he mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that whoever the tira stops him from doing his deed, then he is the one who made shirk. And then whoever the tira stopped him from doing his deed, then he is the one who made shirk. So again, any the one who fell into tira, that is madhmum. And because like Ibn Mas'ud mentioned that this occurs to the people. This can, shaitan, he will whisper this into the minds of the people. But the one that is shirk and the one that is blameworthy is whenever a person, he acts upon it. How does he act upon it? It will stop him from what he's doing. He will see, he will be going to do something and then he will see that superstitious thing that he believes in and that will prohibit him from proceeding. Or like we've seen before, even if it didn't prohibit him, it will affect his heart and his heart will be attached to that thing with worry and with grief and the likes like that for the rest of his day. Then likewise, this one, it has affected him. مَنْ رَدَّتْهُ الطِّيَرَةُ أَنْ حَاجَتِهِ فَقَدْ أَشْرَكْ. The one who the superstition or the evil omens has stopped him from doing his need or fulfilling his need, then verily he made shirk. It was said to him, they said, and what is the expiation for that? And if that happened, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that you say, Allahumma la khayra illa khayruk, wa la tayra illa tayruk, wa la ilaha ghayruk. That you say, oh Allah, there is no good except for your good. And Allah, He alone brings the good. And there is no tayr except for the tayr. Meaning there is no decree except, or nothing happens except by the decree of Allah. Everything happens only by the decree and the command of Allah, and the permission of Allah, and the will of Allah, and nothing else. Good comes by the command of Allah. Evil is repelled by the permission of Allah. Like this. This is what that means. لا طير إلا طيرك ولا إله غيرك. And there is no true God worthy of worship beside you. And He is in control and in command of all things. So this is also another supplication. If that occurs, then the one will also make this supplication. Allahumma la khayra illa khayruk wa la tayra illa tayruk wa la ilaha ghayruk. And again, to increase in reliance and trust upon Allah Azza wa Jalla in order to repel this. Because how does Allah repel the tira and these evil omens that tashatum from the heart of a believer? وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُذْهِبُهُ بِالتَّوَكُّلِ. But Allah, He will make it go away. He will protect a person by trust and reliance. So whenever this occurs, what does a person need to do? If something happens from the evil omens that suggested to him, what does he need to do? To put his trust in Allah. He needs to bring about the tawakkul. He needs to increase in tawakkul. He needs to fortify his soul and his mind and his heart with trust and reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jalla. And from that is to remember that there's no good except for by the command of Allah. And there's no evil that can come about, or one cannot repel or be protected from any harm except for by the command of Allah. And the affair is in Allah's hands entirely. He is the Lord. He has the rububiyyah and the lordship over the dominion and over the creation. And therefore he will submit to Allah and rely upon Allah alone, and trust in Allah alone, and worship Him in that manner with heart, the worship of the heart. And he will put his faith in Allah and hope in Allah, that Allah will protect him from all evil. And he will know that what he had crossed his mind is falsehood, and he will not show any concern to that. In this manner he will be protected. In this manner he will be protected with tawheed. With tawheed, tawakkul is in trust and reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jal. And from the ways to bring about that tawakkul is to make these supplications while knowing what they mean. To make these supplications while knowing what they mean. Allahumma la khayra illa khayruk, wa la tayra illa tayruk, wa la ilaha ghayruk. Allahumma la yati bil hasanati illa anta, wa la yadfa'u sayyati illa anta, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa bika. Illa bika. He will memorize these and learn them, and then he will be a means to protect himself. And with these supplications, that's why they call them, some people have written a book collecting this supplication, call it Hisnul Muslim, the fortress of the believer. The fortress, I mean, because a believer, he will fortify himself with these adhkar throughout the day. Things that occur to him in situations that he finds himself from the morning until the evening. Whenever he, from the time he awakes until he sleeps, things happen to a believer. And he goes through different situations. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in every one of these situations, he had a type of way to remember Allah. And a type of a way to increase his faith and his trust and his connection with Allah. And by learning these supplications is from the best ways to be upright upon the sunnah. To truly know the adhkar of eating and drinking in the restroom, akramakum Allah, and tiyara, and the different situations that a person, he will go through, and giving, wearing his clothes and taking off his clothes and going in his house and out of his house, and when he's eating, so on and so forth. All of these adhkar, very, very beneficial for a believer to learn them and learn their meanings. To learn them and learn their meanings and say them while the heart is present. And to say them while the heart is present, there's much benefit in this. There's much benefit in this. Barakallahu fikum. So then here the final narration, the author, he mentioned, he says, وَلَهُ مِنْ حَدِيثِ الْفَضْلِ Ibn Abbas, Al-Fadl Ibn Abbas, and also from Ahmed, from the Hadith of Al-Fadl Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, إِنَّمَا طِيرَةُ مَا أَمْضَاكَ أَوْ رَدَّكَ. That the tiyara, or the superstition, is only something that will cause you to go or cause you to stop. And this narration is weak. It's a weak narration, but the meaning is correct. And the author, he mentioned it here, although it is a weak narration, to clarify the definition of the tiyara that is impermissible. And this is a perfect wording for a definition. What is the definition that is impermissible and blameworthy? مَا أَمْضَاكَ وَمَا أَوْرَدَّكَ. That which caused you to go and proceed, or caused you to stop and not. And the one that affects a person, the evil omens that he sees, or the omens that he takes, that cause him to go or cause him to stop. This is the tiyara that is blameworthy. So this chapter, it has Masail. The author, he mentioned, we'll just read them quickly to finish the chapter. Barakallahu fikum. He says, Al-Ula tanbihu ala qawlihi ala innama ta'iruhum indallahi ma'a qawlihi ta'irukum ma'akum. Yani to draw the attention with the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, that verily your evil omens are with Allah, and also along with the statement, and verily your evil omens are with you. And your evil omens with Allah, meaning that these things that you take as evil omens, they are decreed by Allah, and they're by the command of Allah. The other verse, the evil omens are with you. And first it says it's with Allah, and then it says it's with you in the other verse. With Allah, meaning Allah, He decreed them and He commanded them, and they happen by His permission and will. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, the evil omens are with you. With you, meaning because of your actions, because of your disobedience, because of your sins, these evil things befell them. And by the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. Athaniya, nafyu al-adwa. The second is to the negation of adwa. Athalitha, nafyu al-tiyara. The third benefit, the negation of evil omens. Al-rabi'a, nafyu al-hama. And the fourth one is the negation of hama, the owl, and the superstition related to that. Al-khamisa, nafyu al-safar. And the fifth one is the negation of the safar. Any of these things have been negated. And if what is negated, there's no adwa in existence, or there's no tiyara existing whatsoever, or there's no owls, or there's no the month of Safar. No, these things are all existing. Any of these things, there's such thing as Adwan, there's such thing as Hama, there's an Aw, Safar is a month, it exists. But what is being negated here is the creed the people have with it. It is the false creed of the people of Jahiliyyah that they had with them. As for the Tiyara, then this is nothing but delusion. It is nothing but delusion. And the Salisa, he says, and al-fa'al laysa min dhalika bal yustahab. That the fa'al is not from that. Al-fa'al, being optimistic about things, hearing some good words and being optimistic about that, seeing some good situation and being optimistic about that, and the likes like that, this is not from Tiyara. Because it does not cause a person to do anything. He's already going to do it. He's already going to do it. His heart is not attached to it. His heart is not attached to it in this manner. He says, As-sabiya tafsir al-fa'al, the definition of al-fa'al. What was the definition of fa'al? Al-kalima al-tayyiba. A good word. Al-thamina, an al-waqi' fi al-qalbi min dhalika ma karahiyatihi la yadurru bal yudhibuhu al-tawakkul. And with regards to the superstitions and the evil omens, that which occurs in the heart from that, and if a person he dislike that, it will not harm him. And what will take that away is trust and reliance upon Allah. At-tasi'a, dhikru ma yaquluhu man wajadahu. And the ninth benefit is the mention of that which one says, the one who finds this. Yani what the one who finds this evil omen occurring to him, or this suggestion has been, and it comes to his heart or his mind, what does he say? This has been mentioned, alhamdulillah. Al-ashira, at-tasrihu bi-anna tiyarat al-shirk. The tenth benefit is that it's mentioned directly in the hadith that al-tiyara, taking evil omens, is shirk. It's a type of shirk. Al-hadiyata ashrata, the 11th benefit, and the last one, tafsiru al-tiyarati al-madhmuma, the interpretation of the blameworthy taking evil omens. What does he mean by that?
The one that get affected, they stop him, make him go on or stop him from doing, or the one that affects the heart because of reading.
This is the tafsir of al-tiyara al-mathmuma. So al-tiyara, the point is here, and we close with this, is that it can occur to a person. It can occur to any one of us. And shaitan, he will bring this from time to time, and he will try from this avenue to lead a person away or to cause deficiency to his faith and to worry him and the likes like this. But when will it be madhmuma? And al-tiyara al-madhmuma. When is it blameworthy? Ma amdaka aw raddaka. If it stopped you, if it affected you till you act upon it, or it caused your heart to be attached to it and to worry, and it affected the person at this time, now it's blameworthy. As for the fact that it happened, a person, he has no hand in that. If shaitan, he come and whisper to him, whispers and the likes like this, and so long as he does not entertain those whispers and act upon those whispers, he's not affected by that, and he's not blameworthy. And this type of any evil omen that comes is not blameworthy for that person. The one that's blameworthy is the one that affects an individual. As for the one that it comes to him, and then he repels that with trust and reliance upon Allah, and with the supplications and remembering Allah, then this is not blameworthy. It will not harm him. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى هَذَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ